Welcome to the Punk and Pile Drivers Podcast here on the Backbreaker Media Network. And now, your host, Big Bad Boris.
It is time for another lovely episode of the Punk and Pile Drivers Podcast. My name is Big Bad Boris, and we have an extra special guest this week. If things sound a little different than usual, it's because my guests and I are not together. We are in separate rooms, separate houses, separate worlds. It's a bit of a sat pod reunion with old Scott Box 64. Scotty, how the hell are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Big Bad Boris.
It took us a little bit of time to figure out. We tried to see if we could record a Discord call. We couldn't get that going. So now we got the Zoom thing going, and I think it's working.
Yeah, I think we're running smoothly.
All right, so I'm going to give a bit of a backstory for some people who might not know about you. You used to co-host a very, very fun wrestling podcast called the Spanish Announce Table, which morphed into Satpod, correct?
Yeah, yeah. Started as a college radio show and then morphed to a podcast.
And that is how I met you. You and Warren Barris, our good friend Warren Barris, and Brando, hosted that show, and we became friendly. I don't remember how. I think you guys came to PWA maybe or something. I can't remember.
I feel like it was like a social, like over Twitter maybe, and then PWA.
And then you guys end up inviting me on to come on to Satpod many, many times, which was often the highlight of my week. I really like coming on the Satpod. And you were kind of the lovable mascot of Satpod because you would often say some kind of silly things.
Do you think I would have been canceled if Satpod was still going?
I think that if some people go back and listen to some of the tapes, maybe. I don't know if you said anything that bad.
I think the worst thing I ever said was that Becky Lynch was missing some times to get an operation done.
What did it rhyme with, Scotty?
Shishmorshin, I believe.
So yeah, I was a guest on that podcast for quite some time, and it is no more, sadly. But you and I kind of bonded as well, because the other two guys, they were only WWE guys. And you and I kind of watched a little bit of everything, some indie stuff, yeah, some Japanese stuff. And
I was going to say, we were just wrestling guys. You'd invite me over and we'd watch like ROH, watch whatever.
Yeah, all kinds of shit. Plus your
the Wrestle Kingdoms. Oh, the good times.
Those were some nights I'll never remember.
I fell asleep multiple times in those shows.
We used to do the takeovers. When takeovers first started, those were drunken nights of debauchery as well.
Oh man, back when takeovers were really special.
I never could shotgun. I tried every time.
No, I'm not a good shotgunner either. Who do you think the best shotgunner of the Satpod crew was?
Warren definitely can handle his business.
Yeah, or Colton Kelly maybe.
Yeah,
Warren is a good one too.
Also true. Have you heard from Warren much lately?
No, I actually haven't heard from Warren too much recently. Hopefully he's doing well.
We should kidnap him one night.
Yeah, I would definitely be down to kidnap him and watch some wrestling and podcast with that guy.
Now, you're also a big fan of the punk rock as well.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely liked punk rock more throughout my life than I liked wrestling.
Ah, okay. Well, we're going to get to that. But so what are you watching these days? I have not watched quote unquote corporate wrestling, which I don't like that term, but I don't know what else to call it. Like your AEWs and your WWEs. I haven't really watched much of that for the past year or so, but you told me before we figured this out, you said that AEW is the place to be, correct?
Yeah, I think AEW is weekly. There's some stuff that still sucks, and that's every wrestling, and wrestling's subjective, but I don't know. I think it's like a super indie. It's like everybody I like from PWG, pretty much, more or less.
You heard they announced their comeback show, hey?
Yeah, that's exciting.
I wonder who's going to be on it. Like, who's left?
That, to me, is actually the most exciting thing about that upcoming PWG show, is just who's going to be there.
Like, I wonder if it's going to be, like, guys like Lee Moriarty and Jordan Oliver and those kind of guys, or I have no idea.
Because, like, there's no way the talent that are signed to AEW, like the SoCal guys that once lived, breathed, and, like, bled PWG, there's no way those guys are coming back. You're not going to see like Chris Daniels or the Bucks.
What about a guy like Penta or Jungle Boy?
Oh, damn. You know what? I would love to see Jungle Boy in an environment like that. Penta's been there before.
Yeah.
But like Jungle Boy is like a hot up and coming guy. I think like it'd be cool to see him or like Sammy Guevara there.
I think he worked for them before too, didn't he?
I think he has actually. I think that Colton Kelly originally, that's like, he was the first guy I think who was like hot on Sammy Guevara. And now he's one of my favorite wrestlers.
I think we're like 5 minutes into this and you've name dropped Colton Kelly twice already.
Yeah, I miss him. I miss him dearly.
He's a good kid. So what are the, what's AEW doing right? In your
opinion? What do I think they're doing right? I think they like they've built some long stories. Like if Hangman's gonna go for Kenny, that's a story that's been building since like the company kind of started.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like how they've signed a lot of WWE cast-offs.
They're kind of they falling would... into that a little bit of a of
yeah, it's kind of feeling like a little or WCW even.
And there's only
like, hey,
there's only so many spots, and I know they've got another TV show coming up that you know they'll be able to use a lot more bodies, but there's only so many spots to go around.
Yeah, it's just weird when you're like, we're gonna sign all these older guys to be commentators.
Yeah, I wondered about the Mark Henry thing and then the Big Show thing. Like, it's cool to have those guys in your locker room around your young guys, but like, depending on what you're paying them, is there really gonna be return on investment?
Now, question for you: if you were in the position where you could only have one for your indie company or up and coming company, who would you pick? Big Show or Mark Henry, baby?
I would probably take Big Show. But
really?
Given my druthers, I probably wouldn't take either one of them. But
that's fair. I would probably rather spend the money elsewhere, to be honest.
I don't know either of these guys personally. I'm sure they're both great guys. So,
but yeah, I've got AEW on right now, Dynamite. Andrade's got his first in-ring match against Matt Sydal. Looks like it's all right from the little bit I've got out of my corner of my eye.
How does it look now that they're back on the road again? Kind of similar or a bit different?
Really good. They got some famous people in the crowd tonight for the road rager, if you will.
Famous people? Like who? Shaq?
Amanda Nunes.
That's the UFC person, right?
Yeah, there's like a little like squad of UFC people here. And then it looks like there was an actor, but I don't know.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
JCT bringing it back to WrestleMania.
Zachary Ty Bryan. You don't know who that is, do you?
No, I have no clue who that is.
He was the other kid on Home Improvement, I think.
Which one did he play?
He was the older blonde kid, I think.
Oh, he was a hottie for his time.
Mark Henry, baby!
Mark Henry, baby!
What's AEW doing wrong, in your opinion?
Aside from signing anybody who's been released, I think now there's been a lot of people released from WWE, so they won't hire as many. I don't know. I think when things are bad, they kind of cut it off. Like the Nightmare Family thing that started at the beginning kind of sucked. Oh, mm-hmm. Cody Rhodes. I love Cody, don't get me wrong, but there's moments where you're like, oh, you have the best story in the company and you're the booker.
Yeah,
fascinating.
I'm a little torn on Cody because Cody is a great guy and he was super professional, super awesome when he came into PWA. But some of the stuff,
yeah, like all these extra talent that were working dark, like they're bringing in the same indie talent for to work dark and be extras all during the COVID era Bailey's Jacksonville run.
Mm-hmm.
And Cody like endorsed so many guys and was like, go book independent promoters, sign these or not sign them, but book them. And I think like that's really cool. Cody doesn't need to do that, and he went out of his way.
What else are you watching these days?
A little bit of GCW. They're kind of the cool indie.
The cool indie. Okay, you said you took notes. You said you wanted to talk about this.
Yeah, I watched the Outlaw Mud Show.
I just finished the Outlaw Mud Show myself. Tell me what you think.
You know what? I really enjoyed it actually.
It was fun. It was an interesting look, kind of in the barn or wherever it was.
I don't know. It's just fun. They're taking the piss out of Jim Cornette. Yeah, what more can you want?
I thought the matches were good.
Yeah, people try to embrace kind of being the like a cowboy westerner for the night. Jimmy Lloyd riding in on a donkey probably took the cake.
Yeah, that's classy stuff.
Didn't a horse get scared and ran away?
I heard that they had a horse and then there was a horse after and everyone was chanting, fuck that horse, which I think is going to be a t-shirt pretty soon.
I think like it was coming through the barn doors and then it got scared and ran away for Manders' entrance. So the whole fucking Bon Jovi song had to play through.
Manders, I'm kind of iffy on.
Yeah, don't love him, but again, I do love seeing Ricky Morton on the show.
Well, the cool thing is that gave him his 50th state.
And oh, is that?
Yeah, that was off the top of the show. They gave him that plaque because Wyoming was the only state that he hadn't worked in.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You know what? I really love Ricky Morton.
He kind of fits in where, you know, where they book like some of these like kind of weird old timer guys to work their younger guys. And
how come they didn't book Lazy Eye?
Which one's Lazy Eye? Are you being rude now?
Yeah, well, okay. I was trying to do a sap on throwback there, but it's a different time now.
Robert Gibson as Lazy Eye?
Yeah, have you ever seen the guy? He's looking at his opponent and the turnbuckle.
Oh, so you're gonna get canceled tonight, I think.
Send all your comments to at Big Bad Boris.
Oh yeah. I heard that the cops showed up after the main event because like they were worried it was like a real fight.
That's Wyoming for you. Nick Gage versus Mance Warner though, like I don't
Mance
know.
Mance Warner's a tough guy for an old bastard.
Okay, that was, I think, one of the coolest things. Yeah, he is pretty tough, actually. To anybody who can stand in there with Nick Gage.
Fact.
And, like, Nick Gage was one of the most interesting parts of Sapon because he was locked up, and then he wasn't, and then he was again, and then now he's, like, the king of indies again, kind of.
Did you see the Dark Side of the Ring on him?
Yeah, I enjoy the Dark Side series. Yeah. It's a lot better than the A&E biography shit.
Well, I mean, they're totally playing on two different fields. It's not
one is company approval and one's a non-biased third party.
Like their take on Ultimate Warrior was very interesting and a lot more real, I think, than the whitewashing they've done of him over the past few years.
Yeah, that's another one that like I'm never going to come around the corner on.
Yeah, I agree.
I know what you said, buddy.
Yeah, so PWG's coming back with live fans. Ring of Honor also coming back with live fans. They've got a pay-per-view coming up right away. And on paper, that card for that pay-per-view is pretty stacked.
Hey, tell me about it, because I used to love Ring of Honor, and I actually don't know who's really working there, aside from Danhausen.
I can't remember.
And Jay Lethal.
Yeah, I can't remember what the lineup is. I wish I had it in front of me.
Are the Briscoe Bros still there?
Yes, they are. They just had a match against each other on the Chicken Farm, which I haven't watched yet, but I plan to.
Nice. I hear that would be good. Who else worked as an ROH guy nowadays? Is PCO still there?
PCO still there, and Bandito.
Is that
Flamito?
Or is that a cool signing?
What, PCO?
Yeah.
It's fine for what it is. I mean, he's going to make a little bit of money, and he's going to do a bunch of dumb shit, and the fans are going to pop for it, and more power to him.
Fair. Oh, they got Jonathan Gresham. He's a good talent. Yeah,
they got Gresham and they got Rhett Titus. They got Tracy Williams is over there now.
Rhett Titus is an ROH lifer.
Yeah, but he's okay.
He's not a bad talent.
They're using him in a little faction full of like old school grappler type guys.
When he was tagging with Kenny King, that was the best stuff.
Yeah, the All Night Express. That was fun. MLW's got some stuff going on too. They're going to be doing the big relaunch pretty soon on Vice TV.
So that's they're on cool. Vice. Wow.
Yeah, they signed, or they're adding like Davey Richards signed with them. He's going to come back and work for them full time. So,
what's the over under on Davey Richards retiring again? How long?
Well, Leo Rush just retired again. I think he'll be back though. How long till he retires again?
Yeah.
It'll be around Christmas time, I think.
Doesn't make it to the end of the year.
No.
Damn, I was going to say February of next year.
Oh, I'm too harsh, I guess.
Well, I will have to put a Pabst Blue Ribbon, sponsor the show, please,
yes,
on that bet.
That's right. A super can, a tall boy, if you will.
Yeah.
Speaking
Pabst, hook us up.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, let's cut to your first track. Now, you, I give my guests the opportunity to pick a couple of songs, and you have really put the punk in the punk and pile drivers. What's your first track there, my friend?
Oh, we're going to go with Teenage Bottle Rocket's Ghost Story.
Now, this is interesting, Teenage Bottle Rocket, because I hear them a lot on the satellite radio, and every song I like, every song I hear, I really enjoy. I don't have any of their stuff, but all the stuff I've heard, I quite like. Is there any particular reason why you went with this one?
This is a new one from them, but they got a little bit of a local.
Is this the one from the upcoming EP or album or whatever? Yeah,
this is going to be on the new record for them. But I actually have a little TBR story. One time I was selling tickets when I worked at Ticketmaster for Edmonton Capitals baseball.
I love Edmonton Capitals baseball.
I feel like you would. That's why I brought the story up. I was wearing a Mixtapes t-shirt. Shout out to the punk band Mixtapes. And the guy goes, oh, if you like Mixtapes, you'll like my band, as I'm handing him his ticket. And he's like, it's Teenage Bottle Rocket. He like takes his sunglasses down. It's Ray Rocket. I'm like,
oh, really?
I couldn't even say anything. He's already walking away.
Did you mark out a little bit?
Yeah, I definitely marked out a little bit.
Nice.
But yeah, this is a great tune from them.
So this is Ghost, you say?
Yeah, Ghost Story.
Ghost Story, Teenage Bottle Rocket on the Punk and Pile Drivers podcast. I didn't mean to die in the woods that day. I was just messing around. I thought I'd be okay. Now I'm dead and gone. And I'm missing you. Need to see you again. I know just what I'll do.
Thanks for listening to Punk and Pile Drivers. That was Teenage Bottle Rocket with Ghost Story.
That's a pretty nice back sell, Scotty. That's all right. That's all right. I give you the reins to be a star, and you did me proud.
Do you remember that one time I tried to host the Sapod?
Yes, it was a smorshmortion.
that was a true smorshmortion. I used to just like try to get real bait before I podcasted back in the day.
Well, there was that segment, what's Scotty smoking?
Oh, yeah, that was when vaping was cool and a hip new thing.
I don't know if vaping was ever cool. Are you still vaping?
No, not really.
Are you smoking cigarettes?
No, on occasion.
Are you smoking the weed?
Oh, you know it, brother.
So we had a moment on Saturday, did we not? Walking yes. down White Ave.
Oh, we did, yes.
I think I overdid it. My girlfriend and I like to walk down White Ave just because, you know, it's fun. And it was nice out this past weekend. So we're walking down White Ave and I see off in the distance this guy with a Bullet Club shirt on. And I'm like, oh, that guy's got a Bullet Club shirt on. And the Bullet Club shirt gets closer and closer and pulls down his mask. and it was Scotty Molyneux. And what did I do?
You ran up to me. You picked me up.
I ran up.
I may or may not have wrapped my legs around you.
Yeah, I ran up. I picked you up in a big bear hug, and I think I gave you a kiss on the cheek. I was happy to see you, though.
It was a big deal. Yeah, it's always nice to see friends.
I haven't seen you in a long time. Now, you were with a lady, were you not?
Oh, yeah, you know it.
Tell me. Oh, yeah, you know it. Tell me about the lady.
Oh, yeah, that's
all good. Is this not the place?
No, I did it. It's an early date. It's good. It's all good.
How long have you been dating this lady?
Almost a year.
I heard a rumor that Aleister Black just debuted on AEW. Is this true?
I don't know, because I wasn't looking. Hold on. I'll rewind.
I just got a text message from a friend of mine.
I don't know. I don't think so. Commercial for a razor. No, I don't know. Oh, no, he totally did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he knocked out Cody. Oh. And Arn Anderson.
And Arn Anderson. Interesting.
Oh, that's a cool one. As weird, his wife just went back to WWE.
And shouldn't they have 90-day no-competes? It hasn't been 90 days, has it?
Some people were able to negotiate their 90 days away now.
Oh, I wonder how.
I don't know why or how that works, though.
They probably have to kiss Vince's ass. God damn it.
Yeah, I don't really love WWE anymore.
No, I'm excited to see. Maybe it'll get better once they're out of the Thunderdome and back in front of live crowds again. SummerSlam should be interesting because they're going to do Vegas in full capacity.
That could be sick. Vegas is always a good crowd.
Well, where the Raiders play, so it's going to be like 60K or whatever. So that'll be interesting. Tell me about your sandwich. Before we started, you said you made a sandwich for dinner. Tell me about the sandwich. You were bragging about your sandwich.
There's some Hungarian salami, a good bit of mayo, toasted bun on a Healy. You like the heel part of a sandwich?
No.
The
bread? Who uses a Healy for a sandwich?
Scott McCord.
Scott McCord?
Yeah.
That's where you learned the Healy?
No, just growing up, and somebody's got to eat the Healy, man.
I guess so. I guess somebody draws the short straw or the short bread, if you will.
But yeah, that and a lot of Dijon mustard on there. Give it a little extra. Wow.
How much is a lot? Like when you push down the sandwich, was it like squirting
four,
on the side?
Four. Yeah, definitely. It was oozing, one might even say.
Ooh, it was oozing. Oh, boy. So what else are you listening to these days?
The Interrupters put out a live album from Tokyo.
Yes.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I did that.
What did I say? Oh, Palmer Squares. Always listen to those boys. Local. Okay. Or not local. They're Chicago rap duo.
Yeah, they Chicago.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to say local just because I like Chicago a lot. aside from that, just Teenage Bottle Rocket, listen to the Misfits a lot. The Ramones have been showing up a lot. I'm shuffle on my playlist. Can't go wrong with that. Yeah, I almost picked a Ramones tune.
Which one? Which one would you have picked if you were to pick
California one? Sun. I've been jamming to that.
That's a good song. That's definitely a good track.
With the heat wave, you're driving around in your car.
So
Joey Ramone's telling you what to do.
That's true. And we listen to Joey. So if you were booking this PWG show, who would you use?
Colton Kelly, MRB. Those are my first two. Is the border open?
Third, Colton Kelly. I think so. I think if you're double vaccinated, I think you might be able to.
Okay. Well, as long as those guys aren't anti-vaxxers. Should we start a rumor that they are?
No, let's not do that at all.
Who would I? Joey Janela, I'd throw on that show.
Okay.
Who's like a real independent guy right now?
Warhorse.
Yeah, you know what? I would throw Warhorse on there. I'd throw
there's a
Alley
whole bunch
Cat
of guys
there.
Like Warhorse and like Calvin Tankman and Myron Reed and
Calvin Tankman used to be in ROH and CZW.
I don't think so. Calvin Tankman's brand new.
Really? I swear Calvin I know.
I think he's like a 20-year-old kid, I think.
No way. Big old boy?
Yeah.
I swear I've seen that guy.
Unless wrestling. You're thinking of somebody else.
No. I specifically remember the name Tankman. It left an impression.
Tony Deppen is another guy that springs to mind.
Oh, Tony Deppen's a good one. He killed it on that live stream.
Oh,
this is old news, but
24. Yeah, him and Jordan Oliver went 2 hours.
That was all I saw. I only tuned in for those two hours. Yeah, it was weird. It was just like, oh, hey, an Iron Man match is about to start.
I fell asleep and then, for 2 hours, but other than that, I watched the whole thing. I watched 22 of the 24 hours, and it was super fun.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah. But yeah, I think GCW is the hottest independent company.
They've got some shows in Mexico coming up right away, and they've got a couple of shows this weekend. What do you think of Matt Cardona and what they're doing with him?
You know what? I kind of dig it.
I think it's pretty cool, yeah.
It's out of his element, but I dig it.
But that's what makes it There's so great. It's something that you never would have expected.
Yeah. And once again, if he can hang in there with Nick Gage, unlike David Arquette, then it's all good.
Yeah, the David Arquette thing. Did you ever see that whole match?
Yeah.
It was interesting. I don't think
it goes from being fun to not fun.
Yeah, I don't think that cut on his neck was as serious as he thought it was, but I'm not the one in there getting light bulbs thrown at me, so I guess I can't speak for him.
Yeah, he definitely on documentaries like his own have played it up that I was about to die.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet. Have you?
Yeah, it's good. It's a good watch.
It's on.
Like David Arquette, though. Like, I enjoy him in movies.
It's on one of the... I can't name a movie he was in besides Scream.
He also was in... He was in a movie with DMX. That's super sick. I watched it the other day on Disney Plus. Yeah.
He was in Airheads, too. That's a good movie. Ever
seen Airheads? Yeah. He's just one of the guys at the radio station. Yeah. Airheads is the most underrated Adam Sandler film of all time.
It is a good movie. Like, and there's like good... Like Steve Buscemi's in that movie. And...
Yeah. Brendan Fraser. Yeah. Like, it's a good cast.
Yep. And what's his name that played Bender in The Breakfast Club? I can't remember his name now.
Oh, yeah. And he's like the record label guy. I don't know his name either. I just refer to him as Bender from The Breakfast Club as well. Yeah, he's
Bender from The Breakfast Club. Now I'm kicking myself because I can't think of his name. No disrespect if you're out there. Have a PBR on me.
Yeah, have a PBR. Enjoy.
They're sponsors.
Yeah, the official sponsor of Punk and Pile Drivers.
Chris Dickens is another guy that I really like that I would use if I could book... a show like that.
Yeah, Chris Dickinson. I like how we're mostly hitting on guys who you see at a GCW show.
What about what's Super Dragon up to these days?
Oh man, bring him back.
I heard a rumor that his kid has a lot of help running PWG.
Really?
Yes, sir.
That's interesting because I always thought, at least the era where I was really into watching PWG, I always thought the Bucks were like the bookers.
They may have booked or something at some point, but I don't think they had any money in it. I think it was like a Super Dragon Excalibur disco machine Joey Ryan thing, even though we can't
name redacted.
Yeah, I was gonna say we can't he's been canceled, we can't talk about Joey Ryan anymore.
Remember when you gave me that Candace and name redacted pin? I'm looking at it right now on the wall.
Yeah. Do you have his face blacked out?
No, it's a nice pin. Candace is all bloody after that PWG Guerrilla Warfare match.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
You watching any NXT?
Every little bit. I try to catch it. It's easier now that it's not trying to compete on the same night as WWE or as AEW. Jesus, I just pulled Jim Ross.
Yep. Kenny Omega, WWE champion.
Thanks for joining us for WWE Dynamite.
What were we talking about? I forget now.
I don't know. I got all botchy on us.
Yeah.
Was it who had money in PWG? And then I don't know.
I need to eat some food. I'm hungry. What's your
sandwich? I got to eat up.
I'll get you to make me a sandwich.
Yeah, I'll hook you up.
What's your second track?
Broken Brain by We Are the Union.
I don't know the Union. All I think of the Union is I think of like Test and who is in the Union? Test and Ken Shamrock or?
Well, how is Test in the Union?
Don't you remember the Union? WWE Fabulous.
No.
Probably before you were born. This is like probably back in like nine. It's around the Ministry of Darkness time.
I'm born if Test is there.
Oh God!
How is it like? What? Because Canada's the Commonwealth?
No! There was a faction in WWF called the Union back in the day, and I'm pretty sure Test was in it. Here, let me Google this.
Let's Google the Union.
Let me grab my phone.
Are they a British stable?
No, it's more union like the
workers' rights.
Yeah.
That's Zelina Vega the head.
Okay, the union or union of people you ought to respect, which is up yours.
Oh my God, who wrote this shit? Vince Russo?
Up yours. Was a stable.
My God, it was him.
Was a stable consisting of former corporation members Ken Shamrock, The Big Show, Test, and their leader, Mankind. They were a face stable who rebelled against the corporate ministry. See? And I swear to God.
Damn, it sounds cool, but.
Sure.
I have no memory of this.
Yeah, and they walked around with 2x4s. That's right. And I could have swore they had their theme song was like, "We are the union." Oh, wait, hang on. Here's the theme. Hang on. Let me see if I can. Give me a second here. Oh, why is there no sound? Like, that sounds like a 90s WWF theme, right?
Yeah, this sounds
union.
Like, sounds like 99 probably.
Anyway, let's. So this band is called We Are the Union.
Yeah, nice hip ska band.
Okay, and what's the track called?
Broken Brain.
And why did you pick this song?
This is also a single. I just went with two newer punk ska songs to get the folks going on some modern day music to tell you that punk and ska is not dead.
So there's no deeper underlying meaning of your life or.
No, I'm good.
No, I'm good. All right, this is We Are the Union on the Punk and Prodders podcast on the Backbreaker Media Network.
Rest in peace is my broken brain. If it's all the same to you, then I'll come unglued. Motionless on the lawn, staring off into pale blue, racing thoughts in the photo booth. Hey, yeah. What do you want me to do? Hey, yeah. When I'm lost in my thoughts again, lost in my thoughts again. Lists inside of lists, a labyrinth. How did people do the things they plan to? Lost the day again, laying in the grass, sweating every conversation I've ever had. What do you want me to do? Hey, yeah. When I'm lost in my thoughts again, lost in my thoughts again. It's not that I wasn't listening, but I struggle with the tension.
That is We Are the Union on the Triple P. My name is Big Bad Boris, joined by Scott Buck, 64 of Satpod fame. What's Scotty smoking this week? And during the break, we were talking about Terry Funk, not in the best of health, which is unfortunate. Apparently in an assisted living facility with some dementia. That's not good.
Yeah, no. If you love wrestling, you got to love Terry Funk.
It's funny that you mentioned that 24-hour GCW thing they did, because they their little commercial breaks had a High Spots commercial with Terry Funk yelling forever, and I must have seen it 1,000 times during that 24-hour stream. So when I think of Terry Funk, yeah, I think of that.
Yesterday, just seeing, I'm like, why is everybody tweeting about Terry? I'm like, oh my God, he better not have kicked it. Like that can't be a thing. Kicked. And then I'm like, oh no, this might even be worth the bucket, if you will.
Yeah, yes, I'm.
See, baby, when you pass away, you kick the bucket.
Forgot about your Dusty impression. Top notch, my friend, top notch. So we send all of our positivity and our best wishes out to the Funker.
Yeah.
As I'm sure Mick Foley
the
does.
The Funker!
Did you watch any of those?
I got to rewatch Beyond the Mat.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Got to rewatch Beyond the Mat for when they show him in his skivvies.
It's good stuff.
Like, why would they show him waking up out of bed?
Hey, it's real. It humanizes him. You look at Terry Funk and you think that he's like a god or a deity, but you put him in his tighty whiteies and he's just like you.
He's
and
like
me.
Coughing up blood. He's like,
yeah,
just bring me a Coors Light. I'll be okay. You're like, whoa, Terry, that can't be. You're dude. No.
And when did the Beyond the Mat
come out? I love Terry Funk's voice, though.
When did Beyond the Mat come out?
Like, Beyond the Mat came out 97, I want to say.
Well,
98.
Maybe 98, 99, because I think they talked. It wasn't King of the Ring 98 when The Rock gave Foley like 50 chair shots to the head? Wasn't that 98?
Oh, yeah.
And they talk about that.
It came out in 99.
Over 20 years, though. So.
Did $2 million at the box office.
Really? Barry Blaustein.
Cast, first guy, Mick Foley. Second guy, The Funker.
Oh, are you on the IMDb?
Yeah, I was checking the IMDb.
So what year was it, 99?
Yeah, it was 99. It was released.
Excellent.
So they filmed in 98. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What else do we want to talk about? I think we've pretty much covered it.
Yeah, is there any other pro wrestling news you want to go over?
I didn't really pull. Jay like Uso. I said, I don't really pull. And yeah, I heard Jey Uso was in trouble again.
No, I think it's Jimmy Uso.
Oh, is it?
As I said, Jey Uso. Right. I think it's Jimmy is the drinker.
Another DUI, hey?
Dude, what is this, like his third? Like I remember when he got his first on Sapod, and we were all concerned for him.
It's the third that I know of. Yeah.
You know what, Boris? Last thing before we leave, your top three Sapod moments.
Oh boy.
Off the cuff.
The MVP theme song, Tammy Sitch remix.
Okay. All the shout outs to Warren. Warren was a mastermind with editing audio and doing all the little stuff.
Well, that's what he does.
We were so lucky to have him.
Yeah. And we got to use that fancy studio as well, which is pretty cool. Yeah, that was good. Schmashmorschen was good. The saga of Miz Guy, who's still around, by the way. He's still on the Twitter machine, Miz Guy, tweeting up nonsense. So who knows what's going on with that?
Like, that's the ultimate mystery.
We may never know. I still think it's something.
And I haven't gotten a good tweet from him in way too long. I know one's coming now.
I think that it's somebody we know and that they're working the long
con. It's always been someone we know.
Yeah, someone's working the long con. Maybe it's Colton Kelly. There's a name drop again.
Oh my God. Do you think it was?
No, I don't think so.
I always thought it was UConn Jack.
Mm.
Do you think it's Mike Milanoway of Backbreaker Media?
Yeah.
What a con job if it is.
What's his name?
Mike Milanoway. I'm 95% sure that's his name, dude.
Say it one more time just because it makes me laugh.
Mike Milanoway. Making his way to the ring. From Edmonton, Alberta, Doc. Mike Milanoway.
It's Mike Maloney, by the way, not Mike
no
Milanoway.
No way! It says Milanoway.
And he's my boss on this, so you got to pay the proper respects.
Big shout out to him.
Did you watch any Clandestine on the old YouTube?
Yeah, it was a nice little thing to be able to see some of the local wrestlers working during the pandemic.
Yeah, there were some good shows, some fun matches to call, some really good matches, and there's a couple more episodes to come. I believe July 22nd. Is the next one on a Thursday night on the old YouTube as the Top Talent Championship Tournament continues. So we'll keep an eye out for that.
Nice. I can't wait for them to do a show again and be able to have a couple brews and watch some phenomenal local wrestling.
What are some, well, of,
some of the best indie wrestlers?
Yeah, for sure. What are some of your favorite Satpod memories?
Oh, man. The rivalry between me and Brando,
yep,
for sure, of just having different wrestling opinions.
Probably still lives to this day.
Like, just so good. No, me and Brando were all good.
Oh, it was a friendly rivalry.
Yeah, it was friendly. Like, it was never bad. He had me in his apartment. What else was golden moments? I miss just doing the weekly news with, like you and Warren and whoever else we could get in the studio. It was always fun times.
And always playing that fucking old Raw theme and the old SmackDown theme used to drive me nuts.
Yeah, I love that shit. Remember when Warren be like, it's Scott Down Syndrome Live.
Scott Down. Yeah.
And it was like, whoa.
Yeah, he might get canceled.
It was the golden era of podcasting. We could definitely say whatever we wanted. And I definitely was trying to like push the envelope as much as I could at times.
Yeah, anything goes.
And I'm surprised that like nothing ever came back to bite me in the ass.
Well, now people are going to go back and dig through the archives now and try to find.
And get what? I have nothing. Like, you can't cancel me. I don't do a podcast
That's
anymore.
Just it. There's, you know,
I show up on other people.
You don't have a lot going on other than making good sandwiches.
Yeah, I'm just a sandwich artiste.
Oh, like Subway?
Like no.
Jared from Subway?
Dude, I only ever ate the tuna.
Oh, at Subway?
Yeah, apparently it's like chum. They can't even identify what it is, actually.
Is it tuna in or in quotation marks?
Yeah, apparently. But I've eaten the same sub for like 15 years and I'm 28.
Would you like a foot long tuna?
Would you? Yeah. In
I just
quotes.
Did finger quotes.
Yeah. Would I'm you like a 12 inch chummer? No, thank you.
What
I'm going to switch to the chicken teriyaki.
Holy fuck. What veggies do you put on your sub?
I'm a lettuce, tomato, pickles guy. Maybe pickles. Green peppers, depending on. Oh, I love pickles. I'm a pickles guy.
Sauces?
Mustard and mayo.
But see, I don't understand that. They kind of cancel each other out, don't they?
No, they got zip and zang. I just told you that I had a sandwich with hella mayo and hella Dijon mustard.
Did you say zip and zang?
Yeah, man.
Which one has the zip and which one has the zang?
The mayo has the zip and the mustard has the zang.
Yeah. All right.
Put that one on a t-shirt.
Yep, there we go. I miss you, buddy. I'm glad
I miss
that,
you too, dude.
I'm glad we ran into each other the other day. We'll have to get together and hang out. Maybe we'll kidnap Warren and we'll watch some Terry Funk matches or something. Thanks for coming
the best
on
of Terry Funk.
The best of, I probably have that somewhere, to be honest. Thanks for coming
I'd
on the hangout.
And watch it.
I totally forgot to pick a song to go out to. So
we're doing California Sun by the Ramones.
Should we do that?
Yeah, it's a heat wave again.
And you get all it's gonna be warm again this weekend. So you get all three picks. Hey, is there no end to my giving?
Yeah, no, I totally took over your podcast.
That's all
right. I did to the Federation once too, where I just came on and I ruined their show.
Well, thank you for coming on and ruining mine.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.
All right. This is California Sun by the Ramones on the Punk and Potterers podcast. Next week, if things all go according to plan, my old friend / nemesis, Mr. Andy Anderson, will join me. We'll talk about some wrestling. We'll talk about some music, and it should be a good time.
We'll talk about some James Brown.
The Godfather of Soul. All right. Now, when Satpod used to end, we always got a Scottyism. So I'd like you to give me a Scottyism to go out on.
Hold on. Let me flip on. Oh, damn. That commercial. Okay. Never mind. I'm off the cuff here. And until next time, guys, keep on begging PBR to sponsor your podcast. Woo!
We're going out where I belong. Where the days are short and the nights are long.